WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Here was a correction to Bill Oliver's story yesterday about this year's amount of money the College Station and Bryan City Councils approved for the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The correction is the amount of hotel occupancy tax money approved by the City of College Station for the agency now known as Experience BCS. For this year, it is $2.1 million, not $400,000. Bryan Councils previously reported awarded $332,000. The two cities also approved a combined $367,000 to relocate the agency's offices to the Wolfpin Creek Park area at Dartmouth and Holloman. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved an $816,000 contract with a consultant to design the replacement of water and sewer lines in an older part of the city. That's part of a $6.5 million project in the Woodson Village neighborhood, which includes Haynes Drive, Glade Street, Dexter Drive, and Tim Drive.
We're very blessed that our city council has the wisdom to recognize that we need to rehabilitate the older part of the city while we're also building the new stuff to accommodate the new growth. Because that would be a huge mistake to get behind that power curve, you know, and mine the system.
Water Services Director David Coleman on our show says the next big thing with wastewater is the expansion of the Lick Creek Treatment Plant. Construction of the $30 million project to accommodate the city's continued growth is scheduled to start in the year 2020. The next state budget has been signed by Governor Abbott. According to the Texas A&M system, the budget averted the most damaging aspects of early legislative proposals affecting the system's 13 academic sites and 7 state agencies. At the A&M Health Science Center, where the first draft called for a $50 million cut, the next budget will increase general revenue by $2 million. The rest of the flagship campus is getting an additional $13.6 million. 7 other A&M campuses, including Galveston, are losing state money. 4 others, including Prairie View, are getting an increase. The system's top legislative priority was achieved, maintaining the state's current formula for higher education funding. 4 of the system's agencies are losing general revenue money: AgriLife Research, AgriLife Extension, TTI, and the Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory. But state money is coming for other projects. For instance, Extension is getting $900,000 to administer the feral hog abatement program. A table provided by the system related to the next state budget is online at WTAW.com, along with the governor's comments after signing the budget with a handful of vetoes affecting other state agencies. Mick Burson is one of the artists chosen to work on the West 31st Street mural in downtown Bryan this summer. Unlike most young artists who start with a pencil and sketchbook, the University of New Mexico graduate student began his art career on a larger scale.
I just grew up painting trains, like freight trains.
Oh, so you're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Okay. Now, where was that?
I was in Waco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's really not legal, is it?
It's not.
Burson on our show says he eventually took his talents public and has been, among other things, painting wall murals. His exhibit, The Idea Of, by Mick Burson, is currently on display at the Arts Center. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I'm a little curious about this. Why exactly did you get into the pool building business?
You know, Brad, it was one of those, like most people, you don't start out your life and say, I want to be a swimming pool builder. That's never the case. For me, it was just a case of wanting to help people, to allow people to fulfill a dream. And swimming pool sounded a lot of fun back then. Now, obviously, we've grown into a good-sized organization that services customers' every need. But the core and the base behind it. I got into it because it's a service business, and everyone in our company is committed to taking care of the customer every single day.
That's great. And of course, the kids are out of school now, so now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun Pool. Of course, you're going to get free interest for up to 36 months. They make it really easy to get financed over there, and for a limited time, you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features, including a free slide. You could get a free basketball or volleyball goal. Lots of things to choose from. Ask them about it and give them a call today, 979-690-3343, or check them out online, sunshinefunpools.com. Don't wait.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota got some weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sun develops today, sends temperatures up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. An isolated shower or thunderstorm may cool us off later today. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. For tomorrow, partial sun. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Then we'll see sunshine Thursday. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at when the Ags are playing this weekend at the College World Series. Meanwhile, the Rangers bested the Astros at Minute Maid in the first game of their series. And the Golden State Warriors took down the Cavs for their second NBA championship in three seasons. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we didn't even have time to get to this. I guess we'll find the detailed story later, but Dennis Rodman's going back over to North Korea.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That in the same time this morning, we had a story that some military experts believe that North Korea is preparing to launch a nuclear missile toward the United States.
Well, if anyone can, you know, convince him otherwise, it's Dennis.
Well, I'm hoping so, or is that putting those two stories together, maybe Dennis only feels safe if he goes to North Korea.
Mm.
The worm looking out for himself.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where that does need to go, but at least you know he's going back over there. Because he and
have a little tea party.
They're besties.
He and the Kimster are good friends, right? All right, so let's see. Our food rage story this morning comes from Waco. Where a woman got really, really angry when her chicken McNuggets took too long to cook.
Well,
you don't want them fresh?
Right.
Come on. Officers in Waco say an unidentified woman was in the drive-thru at the McDonald's when she became irate. She was apparently furious that her McNuggets were not ready in a timely manner. She dialed 911.
She dialed 911.
She did.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Police say that the vehicle started piling up behind her, but she refused to pull forward until she had her chicken. Police say that when they arrived, the woman was demanding that the restaurant give her the nuggets free.
Of course.
Police advised her on the proper use of 911.
What did she think was going to happen? That the police were going to go, okay, just give her nuggets for free.
They were going to come
clearly
in.
Clearly deserves it.
They were going to come in and draw down on the staff until they had the McNuggets ready for them. McDonald's gave her a refund, and she left without any nuggets. Ooh, wow.
You know, it's funny that you said you don't want them fresh, because there is an old trick. If you want fresh French fries, ask them to do them with no salt, because they have to cook a whole new batch, because they put salt on them automatically. You get them with no salt, they come to you fresh, then you put your own salt on.
Next half hour, the debate, by the way, over the best French fries.
Ooh.
We'll go into French fries to some degree. Now, my concern is, where did this very, very angry woman go after that little incident?
Right. Mm. Did she take her issues elsewhere?
Exactly.
To Burger King or Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, did we hear that there's somebody at the Arby's in Waco who had to really deal with this woman who just walked in angry?
Right.
And so, must remember, don't take your anger with you. Leave your anger outside. And again, all that for chicken McNuggets.
Gotta have McNuggets.
Talk here about this is an unusual story, especially at the very end. Unusual in that a woman from England, trying to get her healthy fats, bought an avocado at a local grocery store in England. When she cut it open, she found a bullet case inside.
I saw this on the internet yesterday.
Okay, well, and posted it on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
She was told that bullet casings in food are very common.
What? On what planet?
Who told her that?
Well, I'm not sure. Again, it's Reddit, so I guess anybody could say that, right?
Okay.
And she did post the picture, right? Did you see the picture?
I saw the picture.
Okay, and it had a bullet case.
Yeah.
In it, huh? Okay.
I wouldn't comment.
Yeah.
How often does it have to happen to become common?
I'm not
right?
sure. Common,
who's shooting my food?
Common, I would think, you know, at least once a month. But, and again, how did that, because I guess the casing went in after it was a fruit that was large enough to, you know, hold the
I know,
the casing,
cause, yeah, because
right?
it obviously didn't have a hole in it. She wouldn't have picked that one, I wouldn't think.
Okay, just saying, that's
bizarre.
Those are two food stories to get started today.
And again, that's not a food that you cook, or you know, it's one thing for people to find things in their chicken nuggets or their
whatever
prepared foods.
Yep,
yeah,
food.
But. This is just a little avocado.
The dismissive, you know, oh, yeah, that's sure. common. Come on. Yeah, you always find bullet casings in food. That's
happens.
Normal.
Katy Perry announced the upcoming audition schedule for the new season of American Idol yesterday.
Yeah, I saw she was going to be a judge.
Tweeted that out. Yeah, she's making 25 milski.
Not too shabby, Kate.
Well, and, you know, that's the deal now. And while we'll talk about that in a minute, the whole judge thing. But anyhow, she tweeted it out. You know, there'll be two ways to audition. You can either send a video to the website or show up for the live audition beginning in August. I can't imagine, you know, you can do a I would think that your chance for being successful would be with a recorded one rather than a live one, because you
right.
know, what if you hit a flat note or something when you're live? Or mm-hmm.
But can you imagine how many millions of videos? And who's looking through those?
Well,
some
intern. That's a good point.
Who's going, oh, yep. they're really bad. Let's put them on.
Yep. And again, I don't know a lot about this, but I remember seeing video of, like, they're waiting in the lobbies of the hotels to go into some room
Days.
So they can sing.
Yeah,
to do that.
I tried out for American Idol once.
Did you?
Yes.
How long did you have to wait?
I was there at like 5:30 in the morning,
uh-huh.
and I didn't leave until like 5:30 that day.
And did you ever actually audition in front of the judges?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, even a live audition, you're still auditioning in front of other people before you even get to see Katy.
Yeah.
All right, so was it your decision or their decision that it ended when it ended?
Oh, it was, I mean, totally theirs. It was kind of cattle call style. I mean, everybody was sitting in the Frank Irwin Center. I didn't sign any releases, so I can tell you all this. But, yeah, I mean, like, they paraded us down by section in down onto the floor, and there were these tables set up side by side with partitions in between them with, like, four people sitting at them, and they're just random people. They're just random producers, you know. And you would go up four at a time, and you would walk up and stand there, and this person would get 10 seconds, this person, then this person, then this person, and they would, I mean, they rejected most of the people.
Yeah.
What did you do in 10 seconds?
You sing.
Okay.
You sing 10 seconds of a song.
A cappella.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What'd you sing?
I sang a song. I probably picked too obscure because I didn't want to go something common, you know?
You didn't want to do Feelings?
No.
Or, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody was doing Millionaire that
year. Oh, okay, all right,
yeah. Yeah, I did a song called The General by, I can't even think of the name of the band now.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was a good song. People, you know, were giving me props outside when I was practicing it, but I guess they had never heard of it, so.
And so now, do they say anything or they just point to the next person? Do you actually get a verbal rejection or they just start ignoring you?
They just kind of say next and the next group comes along.
Perfect.
And they were, I mean, and it's so scripted to the point where someone would go down and sing and then 10 minutes later, they would bring them up to one of the sections that hadn't been cleared out yet. And they'd make them sit down, and they would have, like, a camera on them or whatever, so that whenever they do the footage for the show, they, like, pretend, we knew this person was going forward.
How lame
no,
is
they
that?
Didn't.
How lame is that?
And they were pulling people back who were dressed like armadillos wearing Texas
okay.
flags
sure,
capes.
Sure, of course. Yeah, because
it's ridiculous.
Texas. Anyway, so there are going to be two open auditions. Two cities for open auditions will be Chicago and New Orleans.
Mm.
The closest one here, if you want to go, is in Shreveport, so that'll be September the 4th, which is conveniently a Monday. That'll help everybody. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pass.
Sure.
So while we're talking about that, Keith Urban could be headed to his old stomping grounds on the set of American Idol. He hinted to CMT that they'll have to see what happens because there's a lot of moving parts in everybody's camps, according to Keith. And Katy, again, got a $25 million contract to serve as a judge this year in the revamped show headed to ABC.
So is she the only confirmed judge?
Well, I mean, they're talking to Keith Urban, so right. I guess he must be kind of in the mix. But
then there has to be a third.
Well, this lots of moving parts may be, hey, she's getting 25 mil. What am I
getting?
Yeah,
exactly, especially since he would be a return judge.
Yep, a little bit of the contract negotiations that would be going on about that.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. Well, you know, I was going to watch American Idol this year, but now after I've heard Brad's story, I know that it's all fake.
Now you know it's all fake.
So I'm never going to watch that. All right, okay, anyhow. So President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame vandalized over the weekend yet again during America's Pride's Resist March. The star was covered with stickers that said, "I resist extremism," and Brian Pennington, who's the founder of the march, told CNN, "I definitely don't condone vandalism, but it was funny to see."
They're stickers.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I get that it's vandalism, but they'll probably come off with some goo gone.
Right, and it's not the same as like when the guy took the, or woman, whoever it was, took the pickaxe to the star and destroyed it. Now, that made me think this morning, in a garage somewhere, do they have like six more of these stars so that it's easy to just pop that one out and put the next one in? Because they know that Trump's is going to get vandalized
right.
a lot. I mean, it's sad
make
about
a few of them. Yeah.
Well, and you pay for your own star. I'm sure Trump has just like an account you can just kind of take out for the next star.
Probably right. Probably what he did. He just said, "Hey, listen,
here's my balance.
While you're doing that, just make about 10 of those, and if we ever have to do anything to change it, then we will."
Mr. Trump's people are here again.
Hustler magazine being criticized for a new cover that shows a woman in an American flag, Haji. American flag.
Okay.
Don't know how we feel about
that. Yeah, interesting.
That's I can see where people are a little annoyed. Okay, the richest celebs, we'll do that in the next half hour for you.
All right.
A bunch of people who you know who are making way too much money. We'll tell you that story at 7:23.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation, and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rafino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. You know, they tell you to look at the radar to find out where the rain is. Well, there's no rain on the radar here. Well, we got a little rain shower right here at the old radio station here at Crystal Park Plaza. So that's the kind of thing we're going to have, is these little pop-up showers that could occur during the day. They're saying overall a 30% chance of showers, but nonetheless. 93 will be our high temperature today. About 75 for a low temperature tonight, then gradually climbing temperatures as we head on in toward the weekend. Right now we're looking at, by the time we get to Thursday and on into the weekend, 96 will be our forecasted high. And right now, winds are out of the southeast at 6, overcast skies, and it's 76.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Democrats' quest to explain to themselves why they lost continued recently at something called the People's Summit in Chicago. Van Jones, Obama's green czar, decided to blame Hillary Clinton. He blasted her and her campaign for tricking Democrats into fighting among themselves over the wrong issues. Van Jones said the Clinton team based their campaign on a false narrative. They acted as if they had to choose between racial justice for people of color or the white working class. He called it the stupidest false choice he'd ever heard of. He also laid into the campaign for spending all that money on themselves, pollsters and consultants, instead of campaigning. He said they took $1 billion, they set it on fire, they called it a campaign. He argued the money should have been given back to the people, and that Democrats should stop getting rich off of other people's struggles. Now, he's mostly right. Hillary did squander $1 billion, which came primarily from super-rich donors, not the people. He's also right that the political establishment class got rich, very rich. Even if they lose election after election, they get rich. It happens in both parties. But his complaint that Hillary campaigned on identity politics, come on, Van, that's what the whole Democrat Party has run on for 50 years. Hillary was just following the script, except this time it didn't work because she was such a lousy candidate. Nothing would have helped. Get over it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them 800-440-4833. Use the promo code Rush. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Here's a correction to Bill Oliver's story yesterday about this year's amount of money the College Station and Bryan City Councils approved for the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Experience BCS, the former CVB, is receiving $2.1 million in hotel occupancy tax money from College Station, not $400,000. The Bryan Councils previously reported awarded $332,000. The two cities also approved a combined $367,000 to relocate the agency's offices. Today's Bryan Council meeting agenda includes an executive session item where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding Experience BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Abbott yesterday signed the state budget bill for the next 2 years that, according to the Texas A&M system, averts draconian cuts to member universities. A news release from the A&M system pointed out the flagship campus received the largest general revenue increase among all public universities, and formula funding for higher education was maintained, which was the system's top priority. Only half of the system's academic locations are getting more general revenue money. The flagship campus is getting an additional $13.6 million. At the Health Science Center, where the initial recommendation called for a $50 million cut, they're getting an additional $2 million. Only three of the system's agencies are getting more general revenue money: TEES, TEKS, and the Forest Service. The system received funding for a variety of special items. That includes the Forest Service getting $38 million to continue awarding grants to volunteer fire departments. The College of Medicine is getting almost $5 million to pay for nearly 500 medical residents at hospitals in Houston and Dallas. And TEES is receiving almost $2 million in additional funding for the locally based Nuclear Power Institute. A table provided by the system related to the next state budget is online at WTAW.com, along with the governor's comments after signing the budget, with a handful of vetoes affecting other state agencies. Multiple infrastructure improvements continue to come before the College Station City Council. Approval came at the last meeting to award a contract to design the future replacement of sewer and water lines in an established neighborhood. Water Services Director David Coleman on our show says the next big thing is the $30 million expansion of the Lick Creek Wastewater Plant, which is scheduled to start in the year 2020.
And it's going to be to accommodate all of the growth that College Station is seeing. And then there's a lot of trunk lines that have to be built that are going to go to it, a big lift station from Carter's Creek to divert flow over there. So we're going to be doing a lot of sewer work, and It's coming up, but it's all to accommodate the growth that we're seeing.
Last week's infrastructure approval by the council involved what will be a $6.5 million project in the Woodson Village neighborhood, which includes Glade Street and Haynes, Dexter, and Tim Drives. In the last 5 days, we have received 4 reports of dog bites where the victims face rabies treatment if the animals are not found. 2 took place in College Station and 2 in Bryan. Details are online at WTAW.com. While the development continues of a high-speed bullet passenger train between Houston and Dallas, there are efforts to bring back Amtrak between Fort Worth and Kansas City.
The route would use existing track to offer passenger service between Fort Worth and Kansas City. They ran a test train on Friday to examine the route and measure possible demand for the service. Mark Corriston with the Northern Flyer Alliance in Kansas says it's something that people in his state want.
A lot of these communities, they have to drive an awful long ways to get to anywhere. If they want to go to an airport, they have to drive 80 or more miles or even 100.
He hopes that the test run that Amtrak made, which is called an inspection train, means they're within 3 years of making a decision. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
Currently on display at the Art Center is The Idea Of by Mick Burson. Burson, originally from Waco, was one of the first Navasota artists in residence.
How'd you get started?
Graffiti?
Burson on our show says he would illegally spray paint freight trains.
Did you ever have discussions with railroad people about that?
Or, yeah, I did.
Were they good discussions or not?
No,
so
they
much?
Were not. They were not.
Okay.
Yeah, it turns out that doesn't pay.
Yeah, so. Okay, well, all right.
So then I moved into public work and I've been painting walls.
Burson is one of the artists chosen to work on a mural in downtown Bryan this summer. His exhibit at the Arts Center will be on display through July 21st. Battleship Texas survived two world wars, but her latest mission is a fight against old age and decay. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department closed the vessel Sunday until further notice after maintenance crews performing an inspection reported a leak. Periodic leaks have plagued the ship since 2010. Repairs costing an estimated $70 million were postponed because of the expense. The 103-year-old vessel, which is moored east of Houston, participated in some of the most significant naval battles in both World Wars, and it carried soldiers home from across the Pacific following Japan's surrender in World War II. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Good morning, good morning. It's 7:37. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure off to the east keeps our weather on the warm side over the next several days. We're partly sunny overall today with the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures today up to 90 to 95. Overnight, it's partly cloudy, close to 75. For tomorrow, partial sun. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine and 90 to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs are headed to Omaha, and we'll take a look at when they'll be facing the Louisville Cardinals this weekend at the College World Series. Meanwhile, Aggie pitcher Corbin Martin has been selected by the Astros in the MLB draft, and they could use him as Lance McCullers joins pitchers Dallas Keuchel and Colin McHugh on the disabled list. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I saw there were three college teams that each had two players chosen in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt was the only one we'd have known about. One of the other, I think, Virginia and North Carolina.
Okay.
The other ones. All right. So, French fries. French fries. Okay. A lot of people like them. They're popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one person may like some kind of French fries, better than others.
Oh, for sure. Might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Yeah, you might do that. So, as a result, when you think of your favorite French fries, what comes to mind?
Ooh.
Brad?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so the
waffle fries.
And
okay.
Waffle fried potatoes.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, Chelsea, yeah?
You know, and maybe because I had it recently, but I really like Copy Bridge.
Okay.
They're French fries. They're kind of the natural cut.
All right. Yep.
So they still got a little bit of the skin on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the curly fries, especially if they're spicy.
Ooh.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yep.
Now, then there's steak fries, which are the big, thick ones.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The shoestring or matchstick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, of course, there's fries that have stuff on them,
mm-hmm.
like garlic or cheese.
Yeah, we don't have a Five Guys, but they do a really good garlic.
Okay, chili cheese, too. And then
And then you've got your sweet potato fries.
That's true.
That's very trendy.
Mm, yep, you got chicken fries from Burger King.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think they make the list. Count.
Nope. And then, of course, you got tater tots.
Yeah. Ooh,
right? So,
yeah.
You know, so there's
whole new ball game right there.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Food Republic put together a chart, basically, that subjectively, and again, subjectively, ranked a bunch of types of fries from best to worst. Apparently nobody noticed the chart until last weekend. The thing was done like 8 months ago.
Oh.
But anyway, they found it. So the top fries, number one is waffle.
Okay.
Okay, number two would be Belgian fries. They're kind of irregularly sliced and double fried.
Oh. I don't know if I've ever had Belgian fries.
Yeah, well, the other thing that they do over there is they serve them with mayonnaise.
Oh, okay.
Which is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about mayo the other day. Well, you know, as long as it's mayo, not Miracle Whip.
True.
Number three is tater tots, actually.
All right. See, I don't know if I would count them as French fries, but I don't disagree that they belong up at the top if they're going to be included.
Yeah. They're like they're like mini hash browns, really, I guess
yeah.
I could say that.
Good
okay,
point.
Then your regular cut fries, I guess that would be maybe like a medium thin type fry. Garlic fries, curly fries, who was, you know, remember Curly Fries, he was one of the Three Stooges. shoestring, then crinkle cut, cheese, and steak fries, which is the big thing.
Okay.
Sweet tater was in there. Sweet potato came in at number 12, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you know, some people just aren't ready for change.
That's right. And your chili cheese, okay, that's 14. I'm not. Sweet potato fry, I don't get it.
Oh, really?
I just don't get it. Yep.
Oh, I
like them. I can do sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then, I have to be in a mood for it, though, and they usually cost extra, so.
Of course. Yeah. There you are. So there's your tater fries. And once again, whatever your favorite happens to be. Hello.
Yeah, my favorite fries are free fries.
There
yeah.
you go.
In any quantity.
Those taste the best.
Any quantity would be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're talking about that and just lists of stuff and, well, and then, of course, chicken nuggets. If you heard earlier this morning, a lady in Waco was, well, sent away.
A little impatient.
Sent away from a McDonald's because her tater fries weren't ready.
Oh, those nuggets.
So the top inventions for each state.
Okay.
The most impactful, shall we say, inventions from each state.
All right.
All right. For instance, if Texas, what would you think the most impactful would be from Texas?
That's a good question.
Well, it is.
Something to do with agriculture,
well,
I would think, or farming.
Yep, but it's not. It's the electric typewriter.
Oh.
The electric typing machine.
So wait, that means it was invented in Texas?
It was.
Okay,
yep. 1912 by a guy named James Smathers, who you see on The Simpsons. No. No. The cyclotron from South Dakota, who knew that? The fire hydrant, first used for transporting water, of course, to places. That was invented in 1801 in Philadelphia. The parking meter comes to us from Oklahoma.
All right.
Oh,
thanks,
so we got
Oklahoma.
Them to blame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The computer mouse, thank them. That's Doug Engelbart, 1968. He was from Oregon. The automobile, that seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio brought us the automobile. Blue jeans from Nevada.
Okay.
From Levi Strauss, but you know he had a partner whose name you never hear.
Yeah. Aww.
Jacob David.
Huh.
Davis. Jacob Davis. It was Jacob Davis and Levi Strauss who came up with the, you know, and the metal rivets had a lot to do with that,
yeah.
too.
So you could be hiking up your Davises instead of your Levi's.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Air conditioning. New Jersey.
Weird that New Jersey came up with it.
Right?
Well, invented in New Jersey, but the big plant was in New York. The Carrier plant was in New York. That's
yep.
why, you know.
Carrier Dome.
Right. The reason they did that was...
Which is not air conditioned.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Fun fact.
No wonder I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Carrier Dome is not air conditioned.
That's very bizarre. Mm-hmm.
It's no wonder then why air conditioners go out all the time, because they're not used to running them constantly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the reason they did it, though, was for the paper industry, because the paper would stick together. So they came up with air conditioning so that there would be climate control in the printing industry, strangely enough.
Wow.
Kind of caught on, and they decided that they wanted to put it in movie theaters, because the movie theaters had just closed down during the summer in the city. It's just too hot. Latex medical gloves come to us from Maryland, in case you didn't know that.
Oh.
The helicopter comes from Kansas. The gas mask from Kentucky. Television from Idaho.
Really?
Philo Farnsworth from Idaho, 1927. He came up with that. Now, and amazingly enough, you'd probably have trouble coming up with the the home state of the guy who invented the ski lift. The ski lift.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You wouldn't have thought of Nebraska,
no.
Would you?
No, I was thinking Utah.
Colorado. Where he would be using it, yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Did poutine make the fries list?
Oh.
No, they didn't, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
Another Canadian out
thing.
There wanting to have
yep.
one of those.
Sorry.
All right, 7:45.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you have children active in sports, you're going to want to hear this. As you already know, kids need a healthy diet if they're working hard at practice and on game day. Good nutrition is crucial for them to adequately recover from all that physical exertion. And that's why a lot of moms and dads buy sports drinks. Judging from the way the product is marketed, you'd think parents were buying something revolutionary for their children. As it turns out, sports drinks contain as much sugar and chemicals as name brand soft drinks and provide kids with about the same nutritional benefit. Moms and dads need to know that these products were designed with elite athletes in mind, not 8-year-olds chasing after soccer balls on the weekends. Professional athletes train rigorously throughout the week, sometimes for several hours a day. And their bodies need a higher carbohydrate intake to replenish their energy. Most children don't exert themselves to such a level that sports drinks are necessary or nutritionally helpful. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that parents limit their kids' consumption of sports drinks. Experts say fresh, clean water, not all that sugar, should be a child's primary source of hydration. So, the next time you buy your child a sports drink, stock up on some extra bottled water as well. For more tips to help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Could your vitamin and mineral supplements be harming you? Here's the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
Most adults take supplements hoping to improve their health, but there's no proof they actually work. While medicines target symptoms, they don't do anything to prevent illness. That's why I created Texas Superfood. It's pure, natural nutrition. Texas Superfood contains antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. Count them, 55. Your body needs this. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days. Get better energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order 2 bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the 3rd bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at texassuperfood.com. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, the dates and the times have been released for the 2017 College World Series this weekend. Number one seed Oregon State will play Cal State Fullerton in the College World Series opener on Saturday. Number four seed LSU meets Florida State in the Saturday night game. Meanwhile, number seven seed Louisville will play Texas A&M, and number six seed TCU will face Florida on Sunday. First pitch between the Aggs and the Cardinals will be 1 p.m. on Sunday with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for A&M baseball, right-handed pitcher Corbin Martin was selected in the second round of the 2017 MLB draft by the Houston Astros with the 56th overall pick yesterday. Martin became the highest selection for the Aggies since 2012. Meanwhile, Oklahoma baseball coach Pete Hughes has resigned. Hughes had a record of 128-107-1 in four seasons at Oklahoma and finished third in the Big 12 twice. The Sooners won 17 of their first 19 games this season, but closed by dropping six of their final seven. The Brazos Valley Bombers take the field tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium as they take on the Acadiana Cane Cutters. First pitch for that one tonight is going to be at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. For A&M softball, the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association named Texas A&M as South Region Coaching Staff of the Year yesterday. Head coach Joe Evans, along with associate head coaches Joy Jackson and Jerry Galasco, volunteer pitching coach Kara Dill, and director of operations Cassie Green were honored as the group led the Aggies to their eighth appearance in the NCAA Women's College World Series. In A&M track and field, Texas A&M men and women earned a total of 24 first-team All-American honors during the NCAA championships among 18 athletes who finished among the top eight in individual events or relays. The Aggie men garnered the highest total of first-team accolades among any program with 16 honors from 12 athletes. In college football, David Marmion has been selected chief financial officer for the college football playoff. Marmion had been Texas's executive senior associate athletic director and chief financial officer since 2012. He previously spent 11 years at Wake Forest and also has worked at Florida State. In Major League Baseball,
Maz swings and it's a high drive to deep center field. Way back goes Springer, still going back. That ball is history. Off the hitter's backdrop behind the 409 sign. A monster three-run Jimmy Jack for Nomar Mazara. It's his eighth home run of the year, and he busts it open.
Yu Darvish pitched seven solid innings, and Nomar Mazara hit a three-run homer as the Rangers handed the Astros their fifth loss in seven games, 6-1. Darvish blanked the American League's top team until Alex Bregman's RBI single in the fifth. Rougned Odor and Joey Gallo laced back-to-back doubles to put Texas ahead 2-0 in the third inning. The outcome drops the Astros to 44-21 and leaves them atop the AL West by 12 games over Texas, Seattle, and Los Angeles. Game two of the Lone Star Showdown is tonight in Houston. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m., and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, the Astros have placed right-hander Lance McCullers on the 10-day disabled list with a back problem. McCullers joins ace Dallas Keuchel and right-hander Charlie Morton on the 10-day disabled list. Houston has been without starter Colin McHugh, who has been on the 60-day disabled list all season. In the NFL, Houston Texans offensive lineman David Quisenberry has won the 2017 George Halas Award from the Professional Football Writers of America. The Halas Award is given to a player, coach, or staff member in the NFL who overcomes adversity to succeed. Quisenberry, now 26, experienced a three-year battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosed in 2014 and returned to the field in 2017. And in the NBA, MVP Kevin Durant poured in 39 points, and the Golden State Warriors closed out their second NBA championship in three seasons by outscoring the Cleveland Cavaliers 129-120. LeBron James had team highs of 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Cavs. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hang 10 at the Brazos Valley Hyundai Summer Fun Sales Event this weekend on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments. Like $5,500 off Hyundai Tucson's. That means you could get a brand new Hyundai Tucson for less than 20 grand. Plus get 6 grand off a new Hyundai Veloster. Sporty and chic and ready for summer. A new Veloster for 6 grand off. Or get a new Hyundai Santa Fe Sport for 6 grand off. Plus you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance. America's America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. So let's recap. $5,500 off Tucson's, $6,000 off Veloster's, and $7,000 off new Santa Fe Sport. Only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Get gnarly in a new Hyundai, dude. Now through Monday, the summer fun sales event on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
When an injury keeps you from being active, you want one place that has the expertise to care for all your orthopedic needs. As the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, Baylor Scott & White Health is ready to care for you as a whole person. From athletic injuries to arthritis, you'll get personalized care from orthopedic specialists. So no matter where life finds you, today or in years to come, trust that we'll be there to care for you. To find a physician, visit BaylorScottAndWhite.com.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just had my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe. But at least I didn't forget Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Joe. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, wasn't on the radar, but we got a little shower here at Crystal Park Plaza, which so you may have that too.
Hmm.
As you're driving to work, if you need something to celebrate, today's National Cupcake Day.
Woo!
So go pick one of those up.
And there's some good places around town that do cupcakes.
Yep, they do that. And you know, we've discussed before the whole way to eat cupcakes now, especially if it's got tall icing on it.
It's difficult.
Yes, it can be. And so you might want to do it in the privacy of your cubicle.
Yeah.
As opposed to out there in the break room where everybody can watch you. But nonetheless, mm-hmm. It's a National Cupcake Day. Enjoy that. All right, so I swivel my microphone stand from time to time, and it mm-hmm. started making noise. And so I said, well, I'll just go find some WD-40.
Mm-hmm.
And spray that in there. And so I did, and it worked. Now, either you guys like the smell of WD-40?
It doesn't bother me. I'm not like right. over there sniffing WD-40.
But you see, there are a lot of people who are.
Oh.
To the point that 10 years ago on April 1st, they had a WD-40 perfume for April Fool's Day.
Oh, stop.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they did. But there are people, and for several reasons, you know, I was going through checking Reddit about it. Some of them said they liked it because it reminded them of their dad, because their dad would be in a workshop. You know, so there's a memory associated
right.
from a personal standpoint. But just if it's not from that, do you like it? And what in the world is it that makes WD-40 smell so good? And one guy wrote that it basically is a very cost-reduced version of Shalimar, which is made by Guerlain. And he said, I know this because I worked for the company that manufactures it for WD-40. Shalimar probably has 60 different raw materials in it and a raw cost of about 100 pounds per kilo. So there
right.
you are. So it really does. They and again, part of it is natural stuff because it's solvents, I think, and lubricants. That's what WD-40 is all about. But still, there's a little fragrance in there. And again, don't know that I'd want to splash it on.
Right.
But it's the idea is it doesn't offend you when you smell it.
So right.
You mm-hmm. got that. All right, let's have a look at the weather because it's going to be summertime, as a matter of fact, as we finally get to the middle of June, starting to act like it. 93 or 94 for a high temperature today. 91 was our high temperature officially yesterday. But by the time we get to the end of the week, we'll be looking at 96 degrees. Chance of some pop-up showers out there. be in the mid-70s as far as our low is concerned each night. And right now, we've got 74 out there. Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather and sports, WTAW. College Station Bryan.